Welcome to the Live Well podcast, hosted by me, Liv. On this podcast, we go beyond the basics to really create a life that glows so that you can thrive in your body, relationships, wealth, money, business, and spiritual connection, where we rewire your nervous system and truly expand into all that is possible. In these episodes, we will have a juicy conversation full of all the codes, tools, tips that really work. So if you are looking to live well, you are in the right place. For ways to work with me, visit keepupwithliv.com and follow me on Instagram at keepupwithliv for more. And with that, let's get into the show. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Live Well podcast. I am excited for another episode today because this is going to reveal what is keeping you from, I'm calling this 5x your income, because it really is like a 5x. I was like, oh, is it a 2x? Is it a 3x? And you know what? The fear of rejection is keeping you from 5x your income, your sales, because it is a big thing that I notice holds a lot of people back. It's something that has been coming up a lot with my clients that we are working on, whether that's in masterminds, one-on-one, or even in programs themselves. So with that being said, we are going to be diving into how your fear of rejection is really keeping you from making more money in your business, making more sales, and yeah, let's dive in. So the reason that this is so important, and I have done episodes on rejection, fear of rejection before when it comes to, you know, self-worth and feminine energy and everything like that. But I really want to speak to it today from the lens of personal power, because your fear of rejection keeps you from being in your power. Right? When we fear we are going to be rejected, we are placing the power in something external to us, right? In something outside of us, which then will dictate how much power we feel, right? We know that personal power is an internal job. We need to bring it from the external internally, and this massively plays out in the sales in your business. So how? One of the ways it really shows up is undercharging out of fear that people won't work with you or that your income will dip if you increase your prices. When you know that, like, what your work is worth and being able to hold the standard no matter what, right? And so you fear that if I raise my prices, if I actually charge what I want to charge, what the work is worth, I either won't make money, people won't like me, people won't buy it, people won't this, right? Or my income will dip if I raise prices. Right. And so this is keeping you from making massively more amounts of money because you know your work is the shit. You know it's good. You're amazing at what you do. It's so good, but you're like, oh, you know, there's that somatic feeling in your body, right? You get that heaviness in your chest, that lump in your throat, that pit in your stomach. You might even notice this with your current prices. If someone asks you your pricing, you get a lump in your throat. You can't quite say it. You don't feel confident. You don't feel like this is what it is. That is a leak in your personal power because you fear being rejected, right? And so this is going to be not only you losing momentum in your business, but losing momentum when it comes to sales, because people will even be able to feel unconsciously that fear of rejection coming off of you versus you being very embodied and locked in, right? And so another way it's showing up is you're running offers or business models, not in the way it lights you up. So let's say, for example, you're scared of, I don't know, not running live calls anymore, or you're scared of only, maybe you only want passive offers. Maybe you want like nothing live. You want it all to be kind of just, they buy it and they watch it all themselves self-paced, but you're scared of doing that. You're scared of being rejected. So you don't do it the way you want to do it. So you keep, I don't know, running live stuff or having people in Telegram every day or whatever kind of like structure that you don't actually desire or doesn't actually light you up, but you keep doing it because you've outsourced your power to something outside of you, right? And so you don't want to be rejected. So you keep running offers or business models, not in the way that lights you up, which then only makes you feel drained. Then you feel resentful, which then makes you push away people even more because you're actually resentful, but the issue is how you're running it, right? But you stay stuck in that loop because the fear of rejection kind of outplays or outbalances you desiring to shift business models or offer structure. Which brings me to another way that it's really preventing you from making more sales, which is saying yes to clients who do not light you up, especially close proximity, especially, you know, people who are in your energy live, in your energy daily, or perhaps in masterminds, in one-on-one, or even kind of any kind of container where there's interaction as opposed to like self-paced where they're kind of doing it on their own. Saying yes to clients who do not light you up because you're scared of being rejected and or doing it because you think you need to make money is costing you from making a lot more money. So the fear of rejection to saying yes to that, I don't know, let's say it's $1,000. $1,000 is keeping you from making that $10,000 more that you could have if you would say no. Or if you were to, I'm going to get into boundaries in a second, if you were to hold a boundary with a client, right? So it's yes, saying yes to clients who, I'm not saying yes to clients who don't light you up, especially close proximity, not running business models or offers that way, but it's also about holding boundaries, right? Because you might even fear being rejected, holding a boundary in current containers, in current programs or offers, or with current clients. I don't know, perhaps they're messaging you on days that they shouldn't, or perhaps they're asking questions beyond the scope of the container. But you, out of fear of rejection, I don't know, start talking about their marriage, maybe like, and it's not relevant to the container you're holding on, I don't know, let's say how to convert more sales in your business, or you're something completely unrelated. You know what I mean? Where it goes beyond the scope of the container. But your fear of rejection is then making your power leak, which prevents more people from finding you, right? More people from signing up for your offer, right? And so by struggling to hold those boundaries, then you engage in people pleasing because you're scared of being rejected. And I see this all the time. You might think that these little micro ways don't make a difference. They make a huge, huge difference in your energetic frequency. And as we know, the energetics do the heavy lifting. If that is not clean, it doesn't matter what strategy you have, if it's laced with, for example, your fear of rejection. And I cannot tell you how many clients where we've resolved this and they end up making a lot more money. I have a client example who she had a client who I'm just going to say was difficult. Let's just use the word difficult. Difficult, challenging, pushing boundaries. She was a bit scared of confronting, holding the boundary because she might lose that client. And it's a multi five-figure client. So it's not like, you know, $500 or it's a large amount of money. And we work through personal power and holding the boundary, because then you're actually going to, A, you're going to call them into their power, but also you're only going to then attract clients you want to work with. And then what happened? Through doing that, she made, not only had that client stay on, but ended up making, I think it was like 40, I want to say 40, the number keeps in mind, 40K more on top of that, because she held that boundary and it directly like came back where she was willing to perhaps lose the client if they weren't going to hold up to her standard, hold up to her boundary. She was willing to say no. And as a result, the universe responded to her power. And she's done this like plenty of times since, and it's exceptional what happens when you stand your power. Which brings me to very much this: you aren't willing to lose things that aren't meant for you, even though it's not a loss. And so this can even be clients, but this can even be your fear of rejection in general, in terms of losing people in your life. This came up, I think it was in the safety call, where I was asked about, you know, how do you work through when you're expanding and now like you feel you no longer relate to those people in the same way, who are perhaps in negative or lack or in scarcity, and like now what to do, right? Feeling like you're going to lose people if you expand. And the thing is that if you fear that they're going to reject you if you expand, they're going to reject you if you grow and you evolve and your business is more successful, then that's going to keep you from making more money because you're going to play small. So your fear of rejection, not only from potential clients, right, but from Sally and Joe and from someone from high school or family or friends, is keeping you from making a lot more money, because then you operate in less than who you are. You operate in less of your totality. And people, I've said this on Instagram, if you're operating at 50% of your power, you are making 50% of the sales that you can.
right? And so turn up your power, turn up your sales. And even though these things are not a loss. So when that client, you know, when you say no to that client who doesn't light you up, you don't lose that money. It comes back. It multiplies with a client that lights you up and pays you that amount of money, if not more. You attract more clients because of that power.
I'm just hopping on to let you guys know about the new Power Program. This is changing the game when it comes to building uncircumstantial personal power. Your nervous system will never be the same. We will be covering everything to become unstoppable in your personal power. That personal power then gives you the audacity to truly be all that you are. We will be covering everything to break out of the wounding, trauma, and conditioning that creates circumstantial personal power, building that audacity to have a rock solid confidence and speak your truth, dissolving those physical symptoms that go with a lack of personal power, releasing fears and doubts, being able to set boundaries and hold them with ease so you no longer people please, how to not dip into your power no matter the circumstance and be the one emitting your own power, and really dissolving that feeling of being a victim of your life and really how to anchor in taking your power back and being the creator of it. It is so juicy, so good. We will leave the description for it down below as well as the link to join. I am so excited to help you rewire your nervous system from all the stuck emotions and trauma and anchor in personal power. We'll also be going through the exact processes and methods to build it so you don't dip ever again. So if you want your nervous system to be unstoppable when it comes to personal power, take your power back and get off that roller coaster of external circumstance. I will see you inside.
Right? Power attracts power. You attract people who are more in their power. And so if you aren't willing to lose things that aren't meant for you, even though it's not a quote unquote loss, right? Because of your fear of rejection, how can you be a match for more money? How can you be a match for more sales? You can't. But I see people get stuck in this loop for a very long time, very long time. And I cannot tell you how much really being solid in your power of what you do, who you help, the clients, the type of clients you want, the standards that you hold for people in your programs, in your offers, in your world, is what will allow you to make a massive amount of money and a lot quicker. Sure, are there going to be people who will project onto you? 1000%. I think I'm actually going to do another separate podcast episode on dealing with people's projections. But if you can't hold the fear of rejection, if you can't hold possible rejection, then you actually aren't a match for the sales that you want. And I'm going to pull this example because I think maybe it'll help with context. You know, we all look up to maybe, well, not look up to, but we're all aware of, you know, actors, right? People who have like massive followings or massive, you know, status, whatever, you know what I mean by status, like recognition in the world. They've been rejected a lot. They're rejected by people every day. Like there's some people who love that celebrity, some people who hate that celebrity, but they've also been rejected all their way up, right? If the fear of rejection, you know, kept J.K. Rowling from not pursuing the Harry Potter books, there would never be Harry Potter. And then I think she was a billionaire. I think she became a billionaire, but then gave it her money away. But you get what I mean? If she let all those like publishers that reject her keep her from, she would never be the success that she is. Meryl Streep, when she was told that, like, you know, she was too ugly or she was, I think it was too ugly and too whatever to be successful. And now I know she's an Oscar nominee. She's probably an Oscar winner, but you get what I mean. And there's so many more examples. Even the KFC guy, did you know that I think he was rejected? I should look up the stats. I want to say 50 times for his chicken recipe. And now, like, look at how big KFC's chicken recipe is. And there's probably so many more like this. But if all these people had, you know, not only the fear of rejection, but actual rejection keep them, they would stay stuck. Versus them being in their power, they were actually able to then be successful. But the thing is, we only fear rejection because we are craving that love and validation from outside of us, right? And so when you stop needing it from outside and it comes from inside, then you have audacity. And then not only is it not the fear of rejection, but actual rejection doesn't then keep you from reaching your goals, reaching your desires, making more sales and making more money. And so it's important to note that it is a somewhat primal response, right? Women are community-based. We love connection and community. And so the fear of rejection really threatens that community. It threatens that potential outcast from the tribe, outcast from the friend group, outcast from the family. Thing is, you end up finding a better community, a better family, a more nourishing one, people who lift you up, people who support you. But if you operate on staying in that community that keeps you small, that dims your light, that will prevent you and block you from up-leveling. Now, it's not their fault, it's yours, right? And this is where I've seen people kind of blame other people or blame something outside of them. So it's not only that their power is outside of them, they then get into this victim of blaming their friends, family, husband, partner, whatever around them that is their fault, when it's actually your fear of rejection that's keeping you stuck. Right, that's keeping you from not speaking your truth. That's keeping you playing small. That keeps you having external things like how much money you're making or not making, or who signed up for the program or offer, who hasn't, and all of these external things. It's outside, outside, outside. When you bring it back internally, you then become the force through which the universe responds to. Right? When you build personal power, you no longer feel that fear in your stomach, that lump in your throat, every time you have to speak your truth and stand your ground. Which means you actually make the sales you want. You're not dimming your light or playing small, which means you receive those high level clients that you desire. Because when you operate, when you turn all the way up to 100%, you are then bright enough, right? Your power is shining where it magnetizes people in. Your personal power is your magnetism. And through being so solid in yourself, that roller coaster of external circumstance dictating how you feel no longer happens. So your income is not only stable, but it's consistent and it grows, right? Once you rise to this level, once you embody this level of personal power, you actually become unstoppable. Your business will then make sales with ease. It'll make them consistently over and over and over again. Even when you're not like promoting a certain offer, sales will just come in for like random things, right? It's very much that energy of sales with ease on repeat. Because people will feel that you are solid. They move and they move fast to get into your world. This is why dissolving the fear of rejection is so important. If you want a business and sales to feel lighter as opposed to heavy, but especially if you want to be making more money. Because anyone who's ever, you know, transcended that level to making a lot of money has had to move through this fear of rejection. Not, and the thing is, I think people try to dissolve the fear of rejection by telling themselves, it's going to be okay. They won't reject you. They'll still love you. And the reason that doesn't work is because it's not true. With so much love, you will be rejected over and over and over and over again. The bigger you get, the more like the bigger potential is, and or the more potential there is, like duality, right? As above, so below. But if you fear that, you'll constantly play right in the middle. And the middle is not the top. The middle is not like the 1% or the, you know, even 0.5%. When you dissolve that fear of rejection, you actually anchor in personal power. It sets you apart as the woman that clients flock to buy from. Just people feel like you're a solid place. And that's very important. So when you're ready to do this, when you're ready to build the personal power, join us inside the power program, because this is exactly what we are doing. It's not just about knowing how to build personal power. It's not just me saying, oh, choose to have personal power, because we know that that nervous system response, right? One of those responses is the fear of rejection. There's also doubts. There's other things too that drain our power. One of them is the fear of rejection, right? Comes up in your body and you feel that fear, that lump in your throat, that pit in your stomach. And that's a very hard thing to override with your conscious mind, because it's an unconscious process. And so that's why the work I do is so powerful, because it's not just choose personal power. Like, I get it. It's not always that easy because of this somatic response in your nervous system that is blocking you because it's trying to keep you safe, not realizing it's just stopping you from up-leveling because it doesn't want you to be rejected, because you are placing the power in not being rejected. Once you correct that and you let go of the experiences and the events that made it otherwise, you're then able to build not only personal power, but have that audacity. And this is the exact work that allows me to stay in my power no matter what is going on around me, to make sales consistently, to have stability in my income and grow it, to stay out of comparison and thrive in my own lane, to speak with conviction without fear of what people are going to think, to stay neutral when things happen instead of taking it personally and reacting, to back my prices 100% and have people buy even after the increase, right? And really attracting the clients who are ready to move, who you love, who are nourishing. So with that being said, we will leave the link for Power down below. Really take an overhaul of where you are engaging in this fear of rejection. Notice how it's keeping you from five-timing your income and your sales. And notice all the ways that you are dipping because of it, all the ways that you're doing things to avoid that fear or to self-soothe that fear. Because every time you soothe it, you just tell it that it's real. So we really want to get out of that pattern. So with that being said, I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you in the next episode.